5. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Corey is listening in Bellingham, Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corey.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about a dangerous law in the state of Washington that could keep people who practice civil disobedience in prison for the rest of their life.
Well, boy, what's going on?
It's called persistent prison misbehavior. In 1995, they did away with parole, and the Washington prisons are really gang infested. They're very racist. Very dangerous places, and they couldn't control the prisons, so they claimed, so they passed a new law called Felony Persistent Prison Misbehavior. And what happens is the state of Washington gives you a mandatory early release, and it's based on a percentage of your sentence. So the less time you have, the less early release you get. And with persistent prison misbehavior, if you get infractions for rule violations ranging from having your shirt untucked to refusing housing or having cigarettes or any number of things, a lot of them are petty and silly, you lose early release. Well, if you lose all your early release and then you commit a new infraction and you get found guilty, they refer you to the county prosecutor for persistent prison misbehavior, and you can get up to 5 years in prison for a new felony. To date,
that's
about
if you're, wait a minute, point of information. That's if you're in prison still and you've lost all your early release and then you commit an infraction, then they could put you in for another 5 years?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and to date, the only inmates who've gotten convicted are really bad apples. They're guys that make the public afraid, and I think that's deliberate. I think the media is really doing their best to support that law and to perpetuate this idea that the only people that can get convicted of this are people who should be kept in prison and haven't learned their lesson. But what about political prisoners and people who are practicing civil disobedience? The law really targets people with less early release because naturally they're going to lose their early release sooner. And state inmates appealed on that and they lost in state court. It's never reached the federal courts yet. But it's also unconstitutionally vague because, you know, there's a whole litany of rule infractions that you can get a new felony for.
Yeah.
And many of them are felonies to begin with anyways.
Of course it's vague. I mean, they want to catch as many as they can. You know, if it was specific, then it would be easier to argue your way out of it.
So are you suggesting that a civilly disobedient person is more likely to get these infractions in jail because they're less likely to...
This isn't jail, this is prison.
Or prison, excuse me. Less likely to go along with tucking in their shirts and things like that?
Yeah, you can get infractions for anything, really.
It doesn't seem like civil disobedience, the prison is the right place or the right venue to be doing civil disobedience.
It certainly seems like a bad place to try it to me. I think that you could end up in a terrible position by trying
to. I'm not advocating that people go to prison and break rules, you know, because, you know, that's pretty stupid. But what I'm saying is a person that goes to prison basically is a political prisoner that operates on a premise of civil disobedience. When they get to prison, it's very likely they'll continue to practice civil disobedience.
I don't see that as being the case because civil disobedience is useful only if people know about it. So if you're in the middle of a prison and you do civil disobedience, you know, leaving your shirt untucked or not cleaning your cell or something like that, no one's ever going to find out you did it. So it'd be like, you know, civil disobedience in the middle of nowhere. I mean, what's the point?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, Nelson Mandela was a man who believed in violence, and he repented of that. And he became the president of South Africa through civil disobedience in prison. They did not want him to write. They did not want him to organize. And he did that contrary to their policies. And he was very effective. And he eventually became the president of South Africa peacefully. So I think that's a counterpoint that is worthy of consideration. There have been many men in prison that have had dramatic impact on society at large.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying that this is a silly law.
I do too.
I don't know that it's I don't know all the ramifications necessarily of what of the specifics that you're talking about here. But you know, this is a silly law. One of the reasons for it is because they have limited the early release of these inmates, so it's difficult to incentivize the inmates by giving them the opportunity to get released early. Because I can tell you that an inmate that thinks they're going to go home quite a bit earlier will behave themselves. I was in prison for 9 years, and I don't think – I got no DR infractions the whole time. I got them, but I would beat
DR?
Them. Disciplinary report infractions while I was there. And the reason was I wanted to go home. And there certainly were people, but they were very rare, that didn't – that decided, you know, I just don't care about how much time I have. And the ones that didn't care generally were the ones that had the mandatory sentences that couldn't receive any kind of early release credit. So this is an attempt to – kind of slap putty in the hole that they made themselves, which was not allowing the prison itself to give good time for people to go home. So they're trying to create this sort of, instead of good time, bad time. They're giving them more time for having their T-shirts untucked and not making their beds or whatever it is that they may, you know, be going after them for, having someone else's radio in their room or all kinds of varieties of stupid things. Somebody tried to do it to me. An officer gave me a disciplinary infraction for having a radio that was not mine in my room. So, I mean,
your name on it or something?
Yeah, they carved their name on it with an engraver.
Gotcha.
And I bought it from somebody for $5 or something, and I'd use it because I had a big one and I wanted a little one.
So it was yours, but it didn't have your name on it.
That's correct. That
well, most of these inmates that are getting convicted are either in need of protective custody or are afraid to ask, and they're staying in the hole deliberately and getting infractions to stay in the hole, or they're mentally ill.
Indeed.
Or both.
I could hardly imagine. This is a group that nobody cares about. You know, it's a it's a group of people that there's just not much sympathy out there. The public just doesn't care about, you're going to take the TVs away from the convicts? Good. You're going to keep them in longer? Good. Like you just can't, in America, you can't do anything too bad to felons.
It's sad, and they're human beings, and people make mistakes.
Well, the expectation that you can take a bad person, put them in a bad place, guard them
around other bad people.
Right, around a bunch of other bad people, guard them by people who treat them in a bad manner, and then expect them to get out and be good is stupid. It's the height of stupidity.
Okay, well, I thank you for giving me the time to at least publicize that.
It's
an obscure law. I think it's a dangerous trend, and I think other states are probably going to adopt it.
And
you mark my words, it will wind up keeping political prisoners in prison for many years past.
Right, because they'll find reasons. I get what you're saying there. Not because they would be disobedient on purpose, but because there are just so many stupid rules that they'll just catch them with them, and then they'll essentially find reasons to keep them there.
Yeah, it's something that is just it's unconstitutional for many reasons. And after you let me off the air, if you put me back with the operator, I can give a website where they can read about the constitutionality of the law.
Just give us the website right now, unless it's really
It's ppmlaw.webstarts.com.
Webstarts, as in beginnings, webstarts?
Yeah, webstarts.
ppmlaw.webstarts.com.
Yeah, it's a free website. It's a domain. It's a subdomain, so it doesn't show up on a search. But that's all I can afford to do right now.
I appreciate hearing from you, Corey. Thanks for the information at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up, I had a bit of a situation. Perhaps I've got a dilemma. Well, I already made a decision. I guess I'm just curious as to how you feel about it, you, the listener, and you guys in here in the studio as well. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. A moral question about breaking one's agreement and when it is or is not appropriate to dishonor one's word. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. And M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, our website allows you to control the content of the site. You can go to freetalklive.com, get signed up for a free account, and then when you spot something online that you think our listeners would enjoy, just take a moment to submit it as show prep for the freetalklive.com website. It'll appear in our upcoming stories queue, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You also get to vote, and the most liked items will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them here on the air. So head over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. By the way, you'll find a bunch of archives there at freetalklive.com, and those archives are brought to you by HostGator.
Yep, hostgator.freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, that we've made that a little portal to make it easier for you to check out HostGator. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, or .anything for that matter. You can create your very own website there with their free site builder tools and templates. There's hundreds and hundreds of templates. I think thousands, several thousand templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live when you sign up at HostGator.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. Or use the portal at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you get that same first month completely free. It's HostGator.com.
So last hour we talked a little bit about the Freekeen situation, where there's been some conflict recently, and what happened last week during right in front of the city council meeting was there was a guy with a cup downtown. And our buddy Sam from ObscureTruth.com, Sam was out front trying to film some a video interview of Puke, who appears on the show from time to time, about his experience in the war and being an Iraq veteran against the war. And they were in the midst of this interview when this guy with this cup that he'd written the words Freekeen from the Free Staters on it starts to kind of butt into the interview and, you know, hold the cup in front of the camera, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's public property, and you're free to be obnoxious on public property if that's what you want to do.
Though it's rude.
It certainly is rude. And the man admitted as much later on. Sam overreacted. Sam got angry, and he got up in the man's face. And Sam definitely was in the wrong, I think, in that that particular instance.
Gotta agree.
Sam did apologize for the overreaction. However, when Sam was up in the guy's face, the man raised the cup up, and some would say on purpose, some would say on accident, who knows, touched Sam with the cup. Sam was, again, angry at that point, reacted angrily to that, grabbing the cup and damaging said cup as he, you know, attempted to move it out of his face. Of course, Sam, again, was already in the man's face, so I don't think there was anything too wrong with the guy raising the cup up. Sam was already in his personal space, so mm-hmm. when the cup was raised up, it inevitably touched Sam. And Sam, in his apology, initially, and you can read it at freekeen.com, made an excuse. He apologized for being aggressive, and he apologized for getting up in the guy's face, but he didn't feel like he needed to replace the cup, which is what the man what the cup had asked for, was to have the cup replaced.
A new paper cup.
A new cup.
We're not talking. We're not talking about a porcelain cup or anything right. like that.
No. A new
garbage.
Cup, right. A new cup with the words "Freekeen from the Free Staters."
Right. So he wanted him to write on the cup what he had written on the cup.
Correct. So it would be.
He called it art.
It would be restituting the guy for his damaged cup.
So the guy that acted like a jackass then inflamed another guy to act like a jackass. And so
they were both acting very childish.
When the jackass then apologized for his jackassery, the other jackass then continued to act like one, right?
You know,
does that sound right to you?
We could have just circumvented all this jackassery and just brought out a ruler and settled this once and for all, I have
right.
to say.
It was hard for me to fall on either side. I'd
it's
say
nonsense.
That, yeah, that Sam acted inappropriately. However,
had Sam not done what he did,
the other guy would have looked really silly.
He would have looked terrible.
Yeah. However, it's turning into a good situation,
well,
as I understand.
They apparently talked today, and they had a conversation, and that's good. So
sometimes that's what it takes. I mean, I've got to say, this has happened in my life. I've acted like a jerk to somebody who was acting like a jerk, and then at some point or another, we managed to make it all up and be make our peace and be fine friends.
So the issue that comes into the play for me as being a dilemma is, well, okay, let me get to that in a moment, but just to continue briefly what happened. So Sam apologized for his aggressiveness, and that was good, but then he said he wasn't going to replace the cup because he felt like he was attacked by the cup or whatever, and he was scared.
Cup attacks!
He felt threatened, and so he didn't feel like he had to replace the cup. And so after Sam went to the Quaker meeting this past weekend, I had a conversation with him that afternoon, and Sam said that he had decided that he changed his mind and that he was going was willing to replace the cup. Now, as this was, as the Quaker meeting thing was happening in the morning, I got an email from the guy who had the cup, James, and he said that he was talking to the Keene Police Department and that I should give him my phone number and that he wanted to call me and talk about this regarding Sam. So, you know, okay, fine. You know, I gave him my publicly available phone number. He called, a little while later. and he asked me to keep the conversation private.
Okay, so now you're going to tell it?
I've posted in detail what happened already over at freekeen.com because of this. I agreed to keep the conversation private. But then during the course of the conversation, I discovered that the purpose of the conversation was to make veiled threats towards Sam. And essentially what the man with a cup wanted was for Sam to he kept increasing his demands, right?
Yes.
At first he wanted to have the cup.
So when Sam says, "Okay, I'll give you a cup that has written on with grease pencil on it the blah 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 blah." Then,
Sam hadn't said that at that point yet.
Right.
Okay. So, but Sid, he had increased his demands from, before my conversation with him, he had already increased his demands from, I want a cup with the words written on it, to, I want you to write the words on it in front of me on camera so I know it was you who wrote the words. And then, when I was on the phone with him, it increased to, I want Sam to, I suggest. He made it very clear he wasn't making a demand. He suggested that Sam do 50 hours of community service at a local battered women's shelter. As a gesture of goodwill toward the community, and that he was really serious about his apology, and he wanted a real apology. And I agreed.
50 hours.
Yeah, and I agreed with him that he deserved a better apology. That Sam was making excuses for destroying the cup, and that I would talk to Sam about these things. But the thing he was saying, though, was at the same time he said, I was talking to the Keene Police Department, and they said they want to arrest Sam, and that if they arrest him, he's going to jail for a year. Now I don't want Sam to go to jail. But I also could send him there, right? So on one hand, he was saying he didn't want Sam to go to jail. On the other hand, he was saying he would like to see Sam do this 50 hours of community service. And if he doesn't, then he's got a year to decide to file charges against Sam. So he wasn't explicitly saying Sam better do this or else, right? It wasn't an explicit threat. But in the conversation, it was made pretty clear to me that this guy wants Sam to think that if he doesn't do this, that the guy's going to go and file charges against him. Am I explaining this correctly?
Yeah, that sounds like that's what it sounds like.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. So the guy had asked me to keep this in confidence, right? And so I did. I did keep it in confidence because what I saw was an opportunity to maybe have this ironed out, to maybe have these two guys, these two clashing personalities come together. So I talked to Sam after that, and I explained to him what this guy was asking for. And he and I talked, and he'd, again, been to the Quaker meeting, and I suggested that, look, you should replace the guy's cup. And Sam's, yes, I wanted to, I've decided I'm going to do that, but I want to meet with him. And I want to sit down and talk. So when I come and replace the cup, I want to sit down and talk. Which didn't seem to me to be an unreasonable position to take.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that way to me either.
So that was proposed. All of this has happened before I broke silence on what this man told me. Sam made this proposal to the guy. You know, I want to meet with you. I'm willing to make this restitution to you. I'll tell you what happened in a moment.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together. What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. So enjoy those, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first if you're on the news updates list. News.freetalklive.com allows you to sign up for emailed updates or our Twitter profile. You can follow that, plus our Facebook as well. News.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about some of the, I guess, a little bit of drama that has erupted up here in the Keene area of New Hampshire. And, of course, we're all here as part of the Free State Project, which I mentioned earlier. It's thousands of like-minded, liberty-loving people getting together in order to get active, or if they were already activists, bring their activism up here to New Hampshire and achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's an incredible movement. I'm so grateful that I'm a part of it, and it's been so awesome. Just the 4 years that I've been here in New Hampshire have been fantastic, and it just keeps getting better as more people move up here. And, of course, the more that happens, the more people get attracted and the more move, and it's really going to be a wonderful, I think, snowballing sort of process as time goes on. We haven't hit that critical mass yet, but we've got over 10,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, and hundreds of them have already succeeded in making their move. So many more are coming soon, and you could be one of them. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Freestateproject.org. So I'm talking about a kind of a dilemma that I faced here over the last 24 hours or so regarding, I guess it's been more than 24 hours, but the last few days, regarding this conflict with the cup. I mean, this silly nonsense conflict with a cup, where a guy with a cup was interfering with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network.
Paper cup
with the words Free Keene from the Free Staters written on it, trying to get in the way of the camera. Sam overreacted. Sam reacted aggressively. He was wrong in what he did. Sam apologized, But at the time, he didn't apologize for crushing the cup, and he wasn't willing to make restitution by replacing said cup with the words written on it. He's changed his mind about that. He changed his mind after reflecting on it further, after consulting with the Quaker meeting here in town, after talking with me as well. And so he wrote an email, and this was happening in confidence, this discussion about the man with the cup demanding that Sam do 50 hours of community service now, in addition to just replacing the cup. That was done confidentially. I had a conversation with this guy on the phone where he told me what he was suggesting that Sam do, and he asked me to keep it confidential. Now, here I am blabbing about it on international radio, and I blogged about it over at freekeen.com. So the question is, why am I revealing this private conversation? And the answer is because this man was essentially threatening my friend, and I ended up feeling like if you're going to threaten somebody, you're not honorable, and so I don't have to honor my agreement to keep your threats private.
Right, and he's also acting sort of in an unreasonable fashion. If somebody destroys my property, a la a paper cup, and that paper cup has been adorned with grease pencil markings in a fashion that is honestly irreplaceable, you know, what is a reasonable thing to ask in restitution for that?
Yeah. To restore the cup.
Now, was Sam threatening towards this guy? Yeah, he was up on him and in his face. This guy was acting like a complete jackass in the process. Sam didn't hurt him.
He was looking for a reaction, and he got it. He got what he wanted.
So I feel
and
like
he's admitted as much.
The only thing that this guy deserves is a paper cup that's adorned in the same way. And honestly, I feel like that's petty, small, and you know, what you would expect from a guy who was acting like a jackass.
It's very silly. But nonetheless, you know, Sam wrote him, again, this is all happening behind the scenes, right? All of this stuff that we're talking about here, from the point at which he asks for the 50 hours to Sam making this offer, to say Sam writes him and he says, and I've got the copies of the emails. If you want to read it all, you can see it over at freekeen.com. But Sam basically writes him and says, I would like to, you know, make this restitution to you. And I'm provided that we can meet and discuss the situation. And he says it can be public or private, your choice. You know, we can have cameras there or not. If it's going to be private, I do want to have somebody there to witness it.
Right. So Sam says, okay, I'll give you your cup, man, but you have to have a meeting with me and you have to talk to me.
Yeah, that's all.
It's not unreasonable.
I don't
think
that's
unreasonable. It's not at all unreasonable.
So he writes back, Sam, this is his quote, you really don't seem to get it, do you? The Keene police are chomping at the bit to lock you up for a year. And they would laugh till they piss their pants if it's for something as minor as this. But make no mistake, the assault occurred when you got in my face.
That's not an assault.
I don't think you are in a position to set conditions on an apology. If I were you, I would admit guilt, apologize, and offer something to show you are serious. I suggested 50 hours community service working at a battered women's shelter.
As if battered women want some guy who's been acting threatening. I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
Well, that aside, that would go a long way to show sincerity. But you decide. I have a year in which I can file charges. If you want to have a short conversation about this instead of email, send me a number where you can be reached. Now, if that doesn't make it clear what this guy is up to, then I don't know what does. Well, I actually have something else that might make it more clear, which was his voicemail that he left me. But you see it there, right? He's saying, look, that's not good enough. I refuse your offer to meet with me and make restitution by giving me this cup back, and I have a year, and you have right. nothing on this, Sam, and I have a year in which I can file charges and
right.
get you
he's
put
a petty
in jail.
Man who believes that he's found power.
Yeah.
He's acting like a petty man that has found power. I don't know whether he is a petty man. I'm not going to make that claim.
His actions surely show that, though.
Yeah. He's enraged by the actions of the Free Keeners, and I guess he feels like he can change that somehow. I don't know exactly what his thoughts are, but he's acting in a petty fashion.
So there was comment. There have been a lot of discussion about this. The comment threads on these freekeen.com posts are very lengthy. And so in one of the other posts, there was some back and forth going on here, and I made the statement last night that, look, Sam has offered to replace the cup, because people were writing comment after comment, Sam, you need to replace the cup. You need to, you know, you need to make this guy whole again. Just replace the damn cup. And so I wrote there that, yeah, Sam offered to replace the cup as long as James would meet with him, and James is demanding that he do 50 hours of community service. That's all I said as far as what my conversation was with James that he wanted me to keep private, and that's what prompted him to leave a phone message this morning on my Google Voice line.
Hey, Ian, it's James. I thought that we had that was in confidence what we were speaking about, but apparently you have zero integrity. That was not a condition or a demand in any way, shape, or form. I was offering it as a way for Sam to sort of save face and to show good intentions, which he has done none whatsoever.
None whatsoever. So apparently the apology, the offer to make restitution, none. That qualifies as nothing for him. And yeah. I have zero integrity. And so let me continue here.
But, you know, you guys, without a doubt, you show your true colors.
And you show yours.
I may not hold all the cards in this little game, this silly little game that we're doing, but I hold the cards that can put Sam in jail for a year.
Now, does that sound like a threat to you?
That's it's not a threat. It's a statement of fact as he sees it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not a threat in that it's not explicit. Like, well, if you don't do this, I will do that.
But this
but it's threatening. Wouldn't you say
this is the situation essentially where you have the little girl picking flowers in your front lawn, and you decide that hey, those are my flowers, and you shoot her dead. Okay. This is an overreaction to an affront. Okay, admittedly, this guy has been affronted. Certainly from his perspective, he's been affronted.
Sure.
And
I agree with
you
him
know,
on that.
The if he wants some kind of restitution, his restitution should be commensurate in some way to the cup. Okay? He acted silly and in an awful silly fashion. He says so. Sam acted in a belligerent fashion, no doubt. I mean, this guy was looking for reaction. He got the reaction that he wanted.
And I don't think these silly things that you guys are doing shows me that none of you are serious whatsoever.
So apparently it's silly for Sam to offer to make restitution and sit down and have a conversation with this guy.
Well, it's silly not to do exactly what this guy says and go and work 50 hours at a battered women's shelter, as if that is the only way that one can make good for my destroyed cup.
Well, as he said, it was just a suggestion, but it's a suggestion that he's kind of toting along with, and I've got a year to file charges and it's going to put you in jail for a year, buddy. I mean, that it may not be an explicit threat, but it's pretty threatening. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, whatever. But he can't file. You don't file charges with the criminal charges. The cops do. If the cops have seen this video at this point, if they wanted to get Sam for assault, they would have done it already.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. He gets a little more explicit with his threats here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes, all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. If you're on hold, we will do our best to sneak you in here. You can also join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there are free. In fact, the whole site is free, so enjoy that. And if you like the show and want to help support us, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll learn different things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, spreading the message of freedom over at promote.freetalklive.com. The question on the table, and probably won't have time to answer it tonight, but you can call tomorrow night or whatever to get your thoughts out, is, was it wrong of me to break my agreement? I'm somebody who lives by a principle. I mean, my principle is that I honor my agreements. If I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it. And if I don't do it, I'll make restitution and I'll do whatever I can to make it right if I made a mistake or something like that. So I honor my agreements. In this case, I did not honor my agreement. I was asked to keep a conversation private. And then I discovered that the purpose of that conversation was to have me act as a middleman to essentially pass on a threat to my friend Sam from ObscureTruth.com. Was it wrong of me to reveal publicly the contents of that conversation, to reveal the man who made that threat for what he really is? And that is somebody who's fairly petty and is willing to threaten people to try to get what he wants. That's my ultimate question here, because I did reveal that information in a very small way on a comment on the blog, and then the same man called and left me a voicemail, which I'm playing back on the air, and after that, I decided I was going to go ahead and make a large post about it, and I made a post dedicated to it over at freekeen.com, really explaining what was going on, because the reason he wanted that conversation to be confidential was because he knew that he was threatening somebody. He was making threatening gestures towards somebody, and he already looks bad enough for his little cup shenanigans that he was doing. He already looks bad enough for making absurd demands about restitution, where he wanted the cup back. That's fine. He wanted his cup replaced. Okay. But then he wanted Sam to write a message on the cup in front of him so he knew that Sam did it and do it on camera. It just became more and more absurd. So would he really want to be seen as somebody who's going to threaten someone? Of course not. So that's why he wanted that conversation to be kept confidential. So let me play the remainder of his message here and see what you guys think.
You know, go on with the two cups, more activist stuff.
Doing,
you mean two guys, one cup.
Whatever.
None of you are serious whatsoever. And unfortunately for you guys, I am. Okay? I'm not a mean person. I'm not an asshole. I did something and Sam reacted. Sam broke the law. So you guys really like to play games, and unfortunately, you're going to learn. Goodbye.
You played
what?
You played games with the wrong individual.
Well,
was I wrong?
I can't speak to it. I'm gonna leave that to somebody else. Maybe they'll make some point that I think is better. But at this point, I'm standing on no. I don't think so. I mean, if all you said, all you revealed was that the guy had said that he wanted Sam to, because everybody was saying, right, give him the cup, give him the cup, give him the cup, and the guy had basically said at that point to you in private, the cup's not good enough. I want Sam to do 50 hours at a battered women's shelter.
That's my suggestion, was it? He's right. Oh, I'm just suggesting.
Right. So that's his suggestion or whatever. But
it's a demand.
But
it's a demand.
It may have been a suggestion, but it was certainly taking the cup and taking it out of the arena of restitution, right? If you're suggesting that your restitution would be 50 hours of labor at a mm-hmm. place that you name, then what you've said is, well, the cup's not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all you did was reveal that you knew that part.
And now I have revealed more after he continued to threaten.
Did you know that you were revealing when you did that? Did you know you were revealing some portion that
of the conversation?
Of
yes.
the conversation, so mm-hmm. you just sort of willingly did that?
Oh, yeah. I was tired of his nonsense.
Yeah. I think I don't know. I mean, it seems to me it doesn't seem wrong.
Well, I think this has just gotten way out of hand. I don't think it even needed to get this far. I think he's being well, he said he wasn't an asshole, but I think he's being just that.
Sure, absolutely. He's being petty.
And
he's being threatening.
I still think Sam should replace the cup, pure and simple. Just get this over with, please. Should you have put it out there like that? I really don't know. I mean, he's threatening with jail. It's not the same threat as, like, I'm going to come hurt you. It's
no. It's a threat.
It is a threat nonetheless.
I could do this. Or even whether he can or not is another issue. He wants us to believe that he can.
But now he's saying he is.
Right.
Going
he's
to.
Using intimidation.
You messed with the wrong guy. You people are all about fooling around, and I'm serious.
Wait,
what does that
didn't
all that
he start
mean?
This by fooling around? I mean,
yeah.
If this fella poked a sleeping bear, what does he think is going to happen?
Well, and I love that he accuses us of playing the games when he's the one who came around and fooled around with his cup, makes veiled threats, increasingly absurd, increasingly adds on ludicrous demands. To his restitution, and then refuses
right,
to sit down and talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just talk about it. Is that so much to ask? He needs to get over himself.
There's going
to
be a winner here, and I can tell you who that is. His attorney. That's going to be the winner.
Yeah.
His attorney is going to get several thousand dollars in fees here, because if this was a criminal situation, the cops would have arrested Sam already.
Because they don't need you to file a charge
right.
in order to.
This is going
to
be a civil situation. That's the only way he can bring charges anymore. Mm-hmm. And if this is going to be a civil situation, that means that his attorney is going to get paid in advance, and his attorney is going to win because they're going to laugh this
which
guy out of court.
Which means he may be a liar on top of everything else, because his claim is that he was talking with the local police and that they told him that Sam was out on some kind of bail or probation or something.
It may very well be true.
But I mean, it's not true.
Untrue situation,
so
but that doesn't mean the cop doesn't say it.
Right, right. No, I understand that. So either he's lying about talking to the police, or the police were misinforming him, or the police were lying to him.
Or the police were wrong, yeah.
That's why I said they're misinforming him, because they didn't
well,
know.
Well, misinform almost sounds like a an intentional thing.
Not necessarily, but I see where you're coming from. So I'm not getting any firm answers from you guys. Thanks so much for.
I got nothing. I mean, it just
we're right
seem
behind
wrong.
You, buddy.
It doesn't seem wrong. I mean, you
if
did
someone threatens you and
violate,
says, keep my threat private.
Yeah.
I mean,
you did violate the agreement that you made, and that it's difficult. That's one of the reasons that I don't say that anymore to people. You know, people say, "Hey, can you keep a secret?" And I'm like, "I'm not very good at it, and I'll let you know, after I hear this, whether it's mm-hmm. worth telling or not." And usually, they're so excited about what it is that they want to say, they'll go ahead and say it anyway. Mm-hmm. But you know how. How can I keep that secret? If you tell me that you're the one who's responsible for assassinating,
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, somebody. Am I responsible for not telling? Come on. I'm not allowed to tell anymore now that you've revealed something because
right.
that's horrible.
You felt your friend was being threatened. You know, you felt his life, liberty, you know, what have you, was at stake. You know,
I felt this man needed to be shown for what he really was, and that was somebody who's willing to threaten other people to get his way.
Right, right. So, you know, you acted on what you believe was right. You know, when you have two when you have two principles that conflict like that, you know, you really have to make the decision for yourself.
That's what I said. It was a dilemma, and I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts. If you want, you can comment over at freekeen.com. It's the top story in the blog right now. Let's go to Pat listening in Austin. I think to Radio Free Austin. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Pat, are you listening to Radio Free Austin down there?
Yeah, that's right.
What's on your mind tonight, Pat?
It's Kat with a C.
Oh, hey, Kat. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So good. Well, I don't get your radio station in my house. I was listening in the car about 20 minutes ago, and you guys were talking about somebody dying for parking tickets, correct?
Some what?
You guys were talking on the radio about death, people dying over a parking ticket.
No, you must have been hearing a different show. But go ahead with your thoughts. You can
tell us the story. Well, 90.1, which is the number that I called, and these guys were saying that they were talking about officers coming to arrest somebody for parking tickets. And I'm one who believes in, you know, application of the law on both ends of, you know, on both sides. However, I had to call in because officers, first of all, don't come to your house for parking tickets. They boot your car or they tow your car. And you don't get a failure to appear, and you don't get warrants. And the guy was saying that you come on, officer, you get a warrant for your arrest, and an officer comes and knocks on your door, and then something happens from there where there's an altercation, and they wind up shooting you. That's not the case. It seems unlikely.
However, in my case, I had a parking ticket that I just let go, and it went up to the maximum level. And at that point, they did schedule a court date for me. And had I not gone to that court date, they would have given me a failure to appear, and then an officer would have shown up at my door and attempted to kidnap me. So it is possible in a kind of a roundabout fashion. Thank you for the call, Kat. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Tommy in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Tommy.
Hello, my friend. Hello.
Hey, Tommy. You're on. We're short on time, though, so go with your thoughts.
A long time since I spoke to you. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
We got you.
You guys are doing well.
Yes, sir. You've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, well, listen, I'll be in contact in the future, Ben. I was just wanted to chew the cud, obviously, but hopefully you guys are keeping well. Times are tight, friends are few.
Very good. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for the call, Tommy. We're short on time here. Jack in Brazil, last 20 seconds.
Jack. Okay.
You're on the air.
I just wanted to add a comment in here. I've heard you guys for a long time. You guys seem to have the same gripe as the same listeners as Alex Jones.
I don't know about that. I'll tell you what, Jack, call back tomorrow night at the top of the show, 7 o'clock Eastern time. We'll talk to you in detail then. Thanks.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.